not that you prefer the dog days of summer, but does that give an advantage to a team to go through something like that?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, we're eventually going to get some weather. We need some, you know, we need some heat, particularly because we're going to go down a week to Tampa Bay, you know, and so, but we'll get it. We'll get our opportunities for that. But from an acclimation standpoint, it's ideal what we've been through the last couple of days. So it's supposed to cool off a little bit. And, you know, what happens as youth football is starting up and high school practices are starting up, you know, we have to be mindful and get the word out, and we'll do so about how important acclimation is, because it really is very, very important. Because we've become an air-conditioned society now, we don't do much outside in the heat. So, you know, you have to pick and choose. You have to be wise about, you know, putting athletes outside.
Your first couple of days, you had just the rookies in here. Now it's everybody together. How are they blending? How are they meshing?
Oh, they're fine. You know, they were together for the OTAs, so they're fine. Doing some extra periods with the rookies and things at the end of practice. We'll continue to do so. But, you know, we're for the most part, we're practicing ones against ones right now, and then twos against twos. And once Pat goes on, we'll start changing it up a little bit.
What did you see out there today? You had the light look like good energy again today.
Yeah, it was. Well, day two, installation, much more offense and defense. So as a result, you see more production on the field. Yesterday was pretty basic, simple. We added some things. We got some big plays on both sides of the ball.
You mentioned several times that Michael Sam's going to knock down some quarterbacks in preseason. You had to like what you saw out of him on the pass.
Yeah, I mean, he's. I didn't get to see it. I was with the 7-on-7, but I heard, and, you know, he's improving. He's Mike's doing a great job, Coach Waffle, with his hand use and hand placement and things, and so, you know, just going to just keep working at it.
Coming in lighter, is that helping you think, too?
You know, I mean, he made his weight. He was in really good shape when he came in, and, you know, we don't have a lot of depth up there, and he's getting plenty of reps.
You mentioned pads. Is that tomorrow or after tomorrow?
Pads will be after tomorrow. Our first shoulder pad practice will be special teams practice. And then we'll come back the very next day with a day off, and then we'll come back in pads.
Even though you're not in pads, how much is Greg Robinson learning from having to block Robert Quinn on the edge?
He's learned that Rob Quinn is a really good rusher. So I think he knew that before he got here, but it's different in person. It's different every other snap. So, but he's moving back and forth. You know, he's getting some guard work and some tackle work, which is good for him.
You know, Barrett Jones wasn't healthy last year, but what's the biggest improvement from him from last year to now, and what are your expectations?
You know, Barrett was coming off the injury and really couldn't do much, and he spent a lot of time second half of the year and through the entire off season in the weight room. He's, you know, he's changed his body. He's got much more strength, quickness inside. His feet are underneath him now, and he's moving well.
Coach, you're working Will Hayes back into the mix here. What does he bring? What does he mean to the defense here?
Well, you know, he and Chris worked out a really good rotation during the season. We've always got a fresh end on the field. You know, they know when to sub for each other. And then, of course, when, you know, we go to our four end package and move Will inside, it gives you that extra rush inside.
I talked to James Laurinaitis, and you said before the start of camp, you asked two things. One, don't bring cell phones to the meetings, and two, don't be late. Do you think after your seasons here, these guys now know what to expect from Jeff Fisher?
Yeah, they do. They understand how we work inside and what we do outside. It's not that hard. You know, it's a lot of our club rules are common sense, and you know, I don't like to take their money, and they don't like to give it up, so rarely do we have any issues.
You don't have to give them like a pre-camp rah-rah speech to, hey guys, let's fire it up, let's go, this is
no, we don't. We don't do that. They were so excited about coming out here. They know what's ahead. And, you know, we'll pick and choose as we push through, you know, the next couple of weeks. There'll be different topics to talk about. But, no, they're, you have to kind of, at times you have to pull them back a little bit because they're very excited.
With Sam, this is the first time he's done 2 days in a row since OTA, so.
Yes, it is.
So
yeah.
Where you see today out here?
Well, it was
day.
Great. No, it was great. And he didn't have any issues today, and felt really good yesterday. So we're just going to keep moving forward with him.
How do you watch him when he's out there? Are you watching his knee, making sure that nothing looks like it's out of place? Or
No, I'm not watching his legs at all. I'm just, you know, you watch the execution. You watch the decisions when you look at the quarterback. But footwork's good, and, you know, right now the arm strength is outstanding. You know, if you have any concern with respect to Sam, it would be the number of throws. You know, and that's the case anytime you get a quarterback that's going in their fifth year, sixth year, because you can tend to throw too much in camp. So we don't have any concern about, you know, the knees. It's a good thing.